ओके, अद्यतन श्लोकं कः पठति?
अहं पठामि.
अस्तु, पठतु भगिनि.
रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेधसे, रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः.
उत्तमं भगिनि. सो दिस् इस् अ प्रिटि ईज़ी श्लोकं टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्. बेसिक्लि इट् इस् बौविङ्ग् डौन् टु द डिफ़्रेण्ट् फ़ोर्म्स् आफ़् रामा or praises of Rama. So I chose this shlokam because it has the chaturthi vibhakti. Yes, all are chaturthi vibhakti. Okay, except Sita yah. What vibhakti is Sita yah?
Shashti vibhakti.
Right. That's correct. So Sita yah is Shashti Vibhakti, but other than that, everything else, the Rama Bhadraya, Ramaya, Ramachandraya, Nathaya, all those are Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Vedase means to bow down. So Vedase means to bow down. Okay, itopi prashnam asti va shlokam kimati? ओके, अस्तु. ओके, अद्यतनपाठ्यक्रमः अस्ति, किञ्चित् पुनस्मरणमस्ति. गृहपाठं किमपि नास्ति, परन्तु कथां पठतु इति एव अस्ति. अद्य किञ्चित् कथां पठामः. सो टुडे विल् रीड् जस्ट् द फ़र्स्ट् पेज् आफ़् द विक्रमः वेताल च katha today. So just the first page, and then we'll do the vibhakti valai. So I didn't really go through the katha when I first gave it. I didn't really go through, so I apologize. It was I know it was a little bit more difficult than it was. There was some new forms of the Kriya Padani, and then some of the words were pretty big. So, but that's okay. We'll work on it together. It's a different type of challenge. Even though there are concepts outside the Vibhakti Vallari, we can still be introduced to it. Okay. Vakyani Shuddham Karotu Iti Asti Punasmanam. अहं पञ्चनिमेषं ददामि, करोतु. सो ऐल् गिव् 5 मिनिट्स् अण्ड् यु केन् एक्सर्सैस्. अस्तु इतोपि समयः आवश्यकं वा
न
ओके उत्तमम् ओके गणेशः शिवः पुत्रः किं भवति
गणेशः शिवस्य पुत्रः
उत्तमः गणेशः शिवस्य पुत्रः कृष्णः रुक्मिणीपतिः
कृष्णरुक्मिण्याः
पतिः कृष्णः
रुक्मिण्यै
रुक्मिण्याः
रुक्मिण्याः
षष्टि विभक्ति षष्टि विभक्ति सो रुक्मिणी हस्बेण्ड् इस् कृष्ण
रुक्मिण्याः
यस् रुक्मिण्याः षष्टि विभक्ति
no how do we write that to writing how do we do like and then ka
so rukmin the na would be half so just this u would be there and then you write the ya next to it and then the dot the visarga
okay
okay aham sah pathayami
aham tena sah pathayami
अहं तं पाठे पठामि
ओके
समये पाठयामि
ओके ऐ वास् लुकिङ्ग् फोर् अहं तं पाठयामि अहं तं पाठयामि सो दट्स् वाट् ऐ वास् लुकिङ्ग् फोर् बट् तेन सह इस् आल्सो फैन् ओके
ओके बट् इफ् वी से तेन डू वी हैव टू से सह
यस् यू हैव टू से सह
we just cannot say tena patha tena pathyami
yeah mm-hmm. that's correct so you have to say tena sah
okay
okay ashwah shigram mandam va gacchati
shigram
ashwah shigram gacchati okay simhaah garjati
garjanti
simhaah garjanti
गर्जन्ति बहुवचनं
गर्जन्ति ओके सारि
बालकः चमसः खादति
चमसेन खादति
उत्तमं चमसेन विभक्ति किं
तृतीया
उत्तमम् ओके 9 o'clock रामः पुस्तकं पठति
नववादने रामः
पुस्तकं पठति
उत्तमं नववादने अद्य गुरुवासरः ब्लाङ्क् शुक्रवासरः
एकं प्रश्नम् ऐ हेव् वन् क्वश्चन् सो अद्य श्वः ह्याह्य इस् देर् एन् ईज़ी वे टु रिमेम्बर् इट् टुडे टुमारो इन् यस्टर्डे यु नो लैक् अद्य श्वः
yesterday is yeah there's no easy way I mean adhi is today and shwaha is tomorrow parashwaha praparashwaha just practice maybe abhyasam eva
okay abhyasam
okay uttamam shwaha shukravasarah sita namaha
sitaya namaha
sitayai namaha
sitayai namaha
सीतायै नमः चतुर्थी विभक्ति अस्ति सीतायै नमः अहं बालकः पुस्तकं ददामि उत्तमम् अहं बालकाय पुस्तकं ददामि
तु बालकं तृतीया चतुर्थी
विभक्ति अहं बालकाय पुस्तकं ददामि कुत्रापि प्रश्नमस्ति
वाजेशन् कावेजि दिस् कैण्ड् आफ़् प्राक्टिस् वेरि गुड् सो इफ़् यु केन् वेरि गुड् वेरि यूस्फुल्
ऐ वास् गोना से देट् सो मेबी वी केन् आड् सम् आफ़् दिस् इन् होम्वर्क् आल्सो
Yes, please. Homework and even class.
Very helpful.
I second that. Yes, ma'am. Very helpful.
Okay. Okay. I'll try to give these type of questions for homework. Punasmaranam questions.
If mixture of vibhakti is there, then we'll be confident. For example, dadapi means chaturthi. That will get entrenched once we do a few of these. Otherwise, we'll go for dvitiya vibhakti. Because I am giving book to the boy. But dadati means chaturthi, so balakaya. So all these things will get, this is a very good exercise.
Okay.
I think, I think all of them.
Okay. Okay, idanim katham patamaha. So does everyone have the story or do I mean to send the link again?
No, we can.
Okay. Okay, astu. So can someone, just for introduction, can someone say who Vikramaha is and Vetalaha is?
Vikram was the king of the kingdom, and he was very well known because he looked after his praja very well, and he was educated and very Kartavya Nipurna person. Betal was a Pishach. And this Pishach was, it had entered some of the pretas or the dead bodies, and they were hanging from a tree. Banyan tree. So it was hanging upside down, these pretas were hanging upside down from these trees. From this tree, and Betal wanted to sort of somehow hook Vikram into doing what he wants to do, because he was otherwise causing a lot of problems.
I would like to tell the remaining part of the story, if you permit me.
Still, go on.
Apparently, there is a magician who wants to offer Vikram as a Narabali, that is, he wants to cut the head of the Vikram and get lot of power. Vikram is a very, very smart person. So magician tells this Vikram that there is a pishach in that tree, you have to bring that to me, and then I'll tell you what to do. So, but the pishach says that he is too smart, so he says that I'll tell you a story. At the end of the story, I'll ask you a question. If you know the answer and if you do not tell the answer, you will die. If you know the answer and if you tell me, I will fly back to the tree, and then you will have to again carry back. So actually there are supposed to be 25 stories. In the last story, there is no answer for that. Actually, one father and son, king and his son were going in the forest. They see two sets of footprints, one large set of footprints and another small set of footprints. So the king says that I will marry the larger footprint lady, you marry the smaller footprint lady. They agree. Then they find out that the larger footprint is a daughter, and the smaller footprint is the mother. So the king marries the daughter and the son marries the mother. So when they get son each, how are they related? There is no answer for this thing. So then Betal says that, okay, he says that you don't try to give me to him. He will ask you to do pranam. Don't do it. You ask him to tell how to do it and then you kill him. Then I will be in your control. So these stories are like that. So at the end of the story, he will ask you a question. Vikram knows the answer, so he has to tell, otherwise he will die. If he tells the answer, the pishach will go back. So now this is one of the stories.
Dhanyavadah. Bahu dhanyavadah, Mahodayah. So exactly, that's the
background.
The story of Vikramah and Vetalah. Okay, so one of the stories is called Putra Dvayam. Okay, kaha patati prathamam paragraph?
Shall I start with it?
Maybe one question, just one question.
Astu, vadatu Mohan Mahoday.
And this is, you know, the classwork you just gave this before this.
So your voice is weak, Mahoday.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting closer. You know, even with the headphones, this is not working, but I'll figure a way out. I'm using my Mac, so I'll use my PC next. So, I will go with you. So, for I will go with you, is it aham tvaya saha gachati?
Tena saha or taya saha. So, taya is for strilingam and tena saha is pullingam.
No, but I will go with him is tena saha. But I will go with you. With you.
Tvaya saha.
Bhavatya saha.
Bhavatya or tvaya saha?
Bhavatya is for
respectful form.
Strilingam. So, Bhavan, you would say Bhavata.
Bhavata saha. Aham Bhavata saha. Or tvaya saha is not right. Tvam is you. Tvaya is tritiya of tam.
Tvam is Madhyama Purusha. We haven't learned Madhyama Purusha. Okay, Astu, so who will read the first paragraph?
Shall I read it? Shall I just start reading it?
Okay, Astu, Padatu in the beginning.
Shishaka Asti Putra Dvayam Dhrur Nishchayaha Raja Vikramaha Yatha Purvam Vruksham Pratyagachata Saha Pratyagachata Saha Vrukshat Pretam अधः आनीय स्कन्धे च धृत्वा मौनं श्मशानं प्रति गमनम् आरब्धवान्. ततः प्रेते वसन् पिशाचः एवम् अवदत्. हे राजन्,
तदेव धन्यवादः भगिनि. दृढनिश्चयः राजा विक्रमः. दृढनिश्चयः इत्युक्ते कः जानाति?
Strong-willed
Raja Vikramaha, King Vikramaha Asti, Yatha Purvam Vriksham Pratyagachat. So, Yatha Purvam means Vriksham, the tree, Pratyagachat, came back
to the tree.
So, pratyagachat is
return.
Came back to the tree, isn't it?
Yes.
Usual, he used to do that. Pratyagachat.
I think it's a Bhutakalaha. I'm blanking.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Bhutakalaha asti. Agachat. Bhutakalaha. Prati agachat. Okay? Saha vrikshat pretam adaha aniya kande cha. Okay, so saha means Vikramaha. Vrikshat pretam. So vrikshat means from the tree. Vrikshat means from the tree. Vrikshat vibhakti kim?
Panchami vibhakti.
Panchami vibhakti. Because from the tree. So vrikshat pretam. Pretam is tikte kim?
Dead body.
Dead body.
Ditya vibhakti.
Uttam. Pretam. Adaha. Adaha ani. Yeah. So, taking
brought it down.
Aniya rupam kim?
Lyabanta rupam.
Uttamam. Lyabanta rupam asti. Artham kim?
Bring down.
Bring it.
To carry. kande cha dhritva. So kande means the shoulder,
on the shoulder.
Cha means and dhritva. Again, dhritva rupam kim?
Tvantarupam.
So dhritva ityukte kim?
Put it on that shoulder.
It means to wear, but here it means to put on the shoulder. Uttamam. Maunam shmashanam prati gamana gamanarabdavan. Okay. Maunam ityukte kim?
Silently.
Shmashanam janativa?
Yeah. Cremation ground.
Cremation ground kimati. Prati gamana arabdavan. So prati means again gamanam plus arabdavan.
Started.
Uttanam. So you started going. So there's two words combined together. Gamanam and arabdavan. So arabdavan is bhutakalah. Okay. Tataha prete vasan pishachah evam avadat. So tataha means then. Prete. The dead body, vasan. So vasan janativa rupam kim?
Residing.
Residing eva. Rupam janativa.
Shatrantam rupam.
Uttamam. Shatrantam rupam. Vasan pishachah evam avadat. So avadat is bhutakalam. If you remember, we learned, so vadati, we usually learned as uktavan, uktavati, uktavantaha, uktavatyaha. So avadat is like that. If you remember, we learned, for bhavati, we learned abhavat. So instead of bhutavan, we learned abhavat. Like that, instead of uktavan, we can also say avadat. So same thing. They're same thing. They're both bhutakalam. Just you can say it in two different ways. So avadat means said. So vadati becomes avadat.
Both are the same.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Prashnam asti va? Uttama. Okay. Kaha patati?
Tanantaram. I can read.
अस्तु पठतु शीला भगिनी.
हे राजन् त्वम् अतीव शूरः धीरश्चासि, किन्तु त्वं मध्ये रात्रौ कस्मात् हेतोः एतावत् कष्टं सहसे इति तु न ज्ञायते. यदि त्वं धर्मनिर्णयार्थम् एवं प्रयतसे तर्हि आश्चर्यमेव. केचन धर्मनिर्णये समवर्तित्वं प्रदर्शयितुं प्रयतन्ते, किन्तु ते अनन्तो गत्वा ज्ञात्वा वा अज्ञात्वा वा पक्षपाततां दर्शयन्त्येव. यदि त्वं तादृशानां कृते एवं यतसे तर्हि अन्ततो मोहजाले एवं प्रतिष्यसि. स्वर्णधारा राजस्य विक्रमसेनस्य कथां त्वामहं श्रावयासि. सावधानमनसा एतां कथां शृणु. तया त्वं मतः कार्यभारात् उपशयनं यास्यसि.
उपशमनं
यास्यसि.
उत्तमम्. ओके. प्रथमम् अस्ति हे राजन् रूपं किं जानाति वा?
सम्बोधनरूपं
राजन्. सो इट्स् नाट् हे राज बिकास् राजा इस् नकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गम्. सो so it's conjugated a little bit differently. Its vibhakti table is little bit differently, different than the Rama shabdha. Okay, so Raja becomes Rajan. Okay, so he Rajan tvam ativa.
When will it happen, like this thing? Will it happen for every pullingam or only for specific pullingams?
No, only for special words. So Raja is a special nakaranta pullingam asti. So you just have to know it. But Rajan is one of them. I think Pakshin is also another one. Like that. Okay. So Tvamativa. So Tvamativa is two words. Tvam plus Ativa. So here, this story uses a lot of Madhyama Purushaha, which we haven't learned, but this is a good introduction. So Tvam is Madhyama Purushaha. So far we learned Uttama Purushaha and Prathama Purushaha. So Uttama Purushaha is Aham, Avam, Vayam. So we learned Aham and Vayam. So those are both Uttama Purushaha. कृपया म्यूट् मध्ये स्थापयतु. धन्यवादः. सो उत्तमपुरुषः इस् अहम् एण्ड् वयम्. अण्ड् देन् प्रथमपुरुषः इस् सः, एषः, सा, एताः, किमपि. सो देन् भवान् भवति, दोस् आर् आल् प्रथमपुरुषः. मध्यमपुरुषः इस् Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam. So Tvam is the ekavachanam of Madhyama Purushaha. It means you, but without respect. So informally. Tvam means you informally. Okay? So Tvam, Tvam Ativa. So Tvam is you. Ativa, Shuraha, Dhiraha, Cha, Asi. So dhirashchasi has three words in it. So dhiraha, cha, and asi. When you put dhiraha and cha together, there's a small ish sound that comes between them. You'll learn this in the sandhi or something. Maybe you've already learned in the other, what is it called? What is the other class called? The new class?
Abhyasa Pustakam.
Paniniya Vyakaranam.
Yeah, Paniniya Vyakaranam. Maybe you've learned it there.
We have not yet come to Sandhis.
Okay. Yes, so Dhiraha plus Cha and then Asi. So Dhiras Cha Si. That's the word that comes up. So Tvam Ativa Shuraha Dhiraha Cha Asi. So you can't say Asti. Because you used Tvam. So Tvam Asi, you are. So Tvam Ativa Shuraha Dhiraha Cha Asi. So Asi is the Madhyama Purushaha Ekavachanam of Asti. So Shuraha Dhiraha ityukte kim?
Brave.
Shuraha is courageous. Dhiraha is one who is able to tolerate troubles.
Uttamam. Good. So, brave, courageous, kimapi. Okay. So, prashnam astiva of that sentence?
One question. Hatoho, kintu tvam madhye ratro kasmat hatoho. Hatoho meaning is...
We didn't get there yet. Okay. Kintu means but, Tvam मध्ये रात्रौ कस्मात् हेतोः एतावत् कष्टं सहसे इति तु न ज्ञायते. सो किन्तु त्वं मध्ये रात्रौ, सो त्वं मीन्स् यू, मध्ये रात्रौ, मध्ये मीन्स् इन् बिट्वीन्, इन् बिट्वीन् रात्रौ, सो इन् द मिडल् आफ् द नैट्, कस्मात् हेतोः एतावत् कष्टम्. So it means like how much kashtam is difficulty.
Smat is panchami vibhakti, right? What is the meaning? Kaha is what?
So kasmat means is question form. So kasmat is from,
for what? Kasmat,
not for what,
therefore,
no, for what? Ratro kasmat hetu, what reason? Hetu is
taking up this difficult task.
So hetu,
by what, from what reason?
Yes, yes. Okay, from what reason etavat kashtam, how this much difficulty sahase iti tu na nyayate. So sahase is, so sahate means tolerate, so sahate is atmanepadam. So atmanepadi, we have not learned it yet, but we touched a little bit last class. So remember, we have parasnepadam and atmanepadam. So atmanepadam, it ends with a te, so sahate. So sahate in madhyama purushah is sahase, so you tolerate. Iti tu na nyayate, so this I have not, I do not know. Nyayate is atmanepadam. So janati is in parasnepadam and nyayate is in atmanepadam. They mean the same thing, they're just in different forms. That's it. Okay? Prashnam astiva?
So, can you tell the meaning in English, the entire sentence?
Okay. So in the middle of the night, for what sake you had... It's basically saying, I do not know how much trouble you went through over the night to find me, basically.
Oh, okay. Dhanyavada.
Yes. Okay.
One thing. So, the Panchami Vibhakti can either be from or out of. So, kasmat, you can think out of what reason. Out of what.
Sure. You can keep it like that. Okay. यदि त्वं धर्मनिर्णयार्थम् एवं प्रयतसे तर्हि आश्चर्यमेव. ओके, सो यदि त्वं धर्मनिर्णयार्थं, धर्मनिर्णयार्थम् इत्युक्ते किम्?
टु डिसैड् दि जस्टिस्.
आम्, टु डिसैड् द जस्टिस् फोर् रैचस्नेस् किमपि. सो यदि त्वं फोर् रैचस्नेस् एवं प्रयतसे तर्हि आश्चर्यम् एव. सो प्रयतसे, अगेन् वेन् एवर् यु सी से, यु गेट् यूस् टु इट्, इट्स् मध्यमपुरुषः आफ् आत्मनेपदम्. सो प्रयतते बिकम्स् प्रयतसे. यु स्ट्रैव् ओ यु ट्रै, प्रयत्नम्. ओके, सो प्रयतसे इति क्रियापदं, तर्हि आश्चर्यम् एव. आश्चर्यम् इत्युक्ते किं?
सर्प्रैस्.
सर्प्रैस्. सो आम्, आश्चर्यम् एव. सो हौ फार् यु गो, वदतु महोदय.
If you are doing this for justice, then it is really surprising. That is the meaning of sentence.
Tadeva. So how far you go to for righteousness, that is very surprising. Uttama. Okay. Kechana dharma nirnaye samavartitvam pradarshayitum prayatante. So kechana is applied here, but it means kechana janaha. So kechana means some. So sometimes in English we say some instead of some people, right? So some say they do this, like that. So the same way, kechana means some. So some people, dharma nirnaye samavarti tvam pradarshayitum prayatante. So some, they try to be as righteous as you. Some try to be righteous as you. That is the meaning of that sentence. So samavarti. So samavarti means equal, and then tvam is you. And then pradarshayitum prayatante. Pradarshayitum ittikte kim?
To show.
To show. Rupam kim?
Tumunta rupam?
Tumunantam. Uttamam. And then prayatante. So prayatante is atmanepadi. So prayatate becomes prayatante. Bahuvachanam. Prayatante is bahuvachanam. Okay. Kintu te antato gatva jnatvava agnyatvava pakshapatatam darshayanti eva. So this is a bit more simple sentence. Kintu, but te. So te is the bahuvachanam of saha. Saha te. So te janaha. Te antato gatva. So antato janativa. Antato ittikte kim?
In the end.
The end. At the end of it.
The end.
Okay.
Or finally.
Okay. The end, antaha, and then plus to is to is means so. Gatva ityukte kim?
Having gone.
Rupam kim?
Tvantarupam.
Nyatva and gatva.
Tvantarupam. Uttama. So, gatva and then nyatva. Nyatva is also tvantarupam. So, gatva means after going. Nyatva means after knowing. Va agnyatva. So, agnyatva is the opposite. So, agnyatva. Knowing or without knowing, pakshapatatam darshayanti eva. So pakshapatatam means
discriminate, is it?
Favoring somebody.
Pakshapat, you know, say favoring one person against the other. Pakshapat.
Okay, but that.
But that's the word used in Telugu also for the same meaning. Pakshapatam means you show partiality. You like somebody, you give more marks.
Favoritism.
Yeah, favoritism.
Yes. It's a much better word, yeah.
Okay, so they show favoritism only. So, darshayanti eva. Okay, uttama. Darshayanti, and then darshayanti eva is combined with two words. Darshayanti and eva. Uttamam. Yadi tvam tadrushanam krite evam yatase tarhi antato मोहजाले एव पतिष्यसि. ओके, यदि त्वं तादृशानां, सो फोर् देट् रीज़न्, सो तादृशानां मीन्स् फोर् देट् लैक् देम् यदि त्वं तादृशानां कृते एवं यतसे तर्हि अन्ततो मोहजालं मोहजाले एव पतिष्यसि. सो इफ् यु आर् लैक् देम्
इफ् यु डु लैक् देम्
सो लैक् देम् इफ् यु ट्रै टु बी लैक् देम् तर्हि अन्ततो मोहजाले एव पतिष्यसि. देन् यु विल् फाल् इन् द ट्राप् आफ् इल्यूशन्. सो मोहजाले is a trap of illusion in the end. Okay, so you have to, it's basically saying you always have to follow the path of dharma. You can't show favoritism or biased opinion like that. And then swarna dhara rajasya vikramasenasya katham twamaham shravayami. So Swarnadhara is one place, and then Rajasya ittikte kim
shashti vibhakti
kingdom
shashti vibhakti uttama. So the king Vikramasenasya, Vikramasenah is the name of the king. Katham twam twamaham shravayami, so for you I will tell the story. Okay. Twam is dvitiya vibhakti of the of twam. So twam and then twam. Twam aham shravayami savadana manasa etam katham shrunu. सावधान मनसा इत्युक्ते किम्?
With a calm mind.
With a calm.
Alert.
It is alert. Savadhan.
With a focused
mind. Yeah.
Etam katham shunu. Listen to the story. Taya Tvam mahatah karyabharat upashamanam yasyasi. So taya means by that. Tvam mahatah karyabharat. So karyabharat is the workload. So here his weight is the workload. So karyabharat, from the workload or from the weight, upashamanam yasyasi. So we'll give you a relief. Upashamanam is relief, and then yasyasi here means
give it to you.
To give, yeah.
Taya, what does taya mean?
Taya means from that. Taya kathaya. So from the story. By the story. Tritiya vibhakti, by the story.
By listening to the story, your workload will be lessened.
Yes. ओके कुत्रापि प्रश्नमस्ति वा? ओके, सो इफ् दिस् स्टोरि इस् टु डिफिकल्ट् देन् वी डो नाट् हाव् टु कण्टिन्यू वित् दिस् स्टोरि. ओके, सो जस्ट् आफ्टर् क्लास् यु केन् जस्ट् थिङ्क् अबौट् दिस् ड्यूरिङ्ग् क्लास्, एण्ड् इफ् यु थिङ्क् इट्स् टु मच् देन् जस्ट् लेट् मी नो आफ्टर् क्लास् ओर् पुट् इन् द चाट् ओर् एनिथिङ्ग् लैक् देट्. And then we can work on some easier story, because I don't want you to be lost. I know this is very challenging, but it's up to you.
Very challenging.
Okay. Astu. Okay.
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding the page, understanding the story.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. So we can always do some other story if you would like. Okay, no problem. We'll discuss this after class. Astu.
We'll continue today as much as possible.
Okay, so that's just the first page for today. So okay. Now we're just going to move on to the Vibhakti Vallari.
Okay.
Okay. ओके गतसप्ताहे वयं किं कृतवन्तः विभक्तिवल्लर्यां
चतुर्थी विभक्ति
चतुर्थी विभक्ति उत्तमं चतुर्थी विभक्ति कुत्र कुत्र उपयोगं करोति
व्हेनेवर यू आर गिविंग ए डोनेशन
दानक्रिया अस्ति चेत् चतुर्थी विभक्ति तदनन्तरं
नमः
रोचते उत्तमं रोचते इत्युक्ते किं
लैक्
लैक् उत्तमम् इच्छति रोचते
नमः लास्ट् ओके वन् मिनिट् वास् नमः
नमः उत्तमं सो ओवर् हियर् देयर्स् नमः प्रश्नमस्ति वा फ्रोम् द लास्ट् फ्यू पेजेस् ओके ओके तदनन्तरं कः पठति सूचना द फस्ट्
कृच्छति विच् इस् दट् मीन्स् कुप्यति असूयति ईर्ष्यति दृढयति इत्येषां धातूनां प्रयोगः यत्र क्रियते तत्र क्रोधादीनां पात्रस्य चतुर्थी विभक्ति भवति रावणः उदाहरणमस्ति रावणः रामाय क्रुध्यति दृढयति ईर्ष्यति आल् दीस् थ्री वर्ड्स् कुड् बि यूस्ड् देन् देर् इस् दि अभ्यासः अद्य अधः चत्वारः निर्दिष्टाः सन्ति कः कं प्रति किं करोति इति बाणचिह्नेन सूचयितम् अस्ति तदाधारेण वाक्यानि रचयत्
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् ओके म्यूट् मध्ये स्थापयतु कृपया क्षम्यतां धन्यवादः ओके सो क्रुध्यति कुप्यति सुषमा भगिनी कृपया म्यूट् मध्ये स्थापयतु धन्यवादः ओके सो क्रुध्यति मीन्स् कुप्यति सो क्रुध्यति मीन्स् एङ्गर् अनन् असूयति मीन्स् डिस्कस्ट् और् displeased
what is kupyati
anger and then irshyati means jealousy and druhyati means to cheat or fraud or to hurt druhyati okay are any questions
what do you say asuyati
asuyati means to be displeased
displeased. I think it is also jealousy.
Okay, sure. Jealousy is more like irshyati, but asuyati, displeased, jealousy.
Displeased, right? Displeased.
Yes, displeased, yes.
Because there is the same word in Telugu which means jealousy, asuya, that is you are jealous of the, like Duryodhana is jealous of Pandavas. So that is in Telugu. Maybe it is different in Sanskrit.
Okay. Okay. So there are very similar meanings. No problem. Okay. Astu. Ityetesham dhatu naam. So these dhatu naam means, so these root of these verbs are all krodadi naam. Patrasya chatuti bhavati. So these are all the root words are all about anger. So krodha is revenge. So all these, the roots
emotions,
of all these
emotions.
Four words
are
about
emotions.
Revenge. Yes, these emotions are revenge, revengeful words. So when if you use these four words or any word with the root word meaning revenge, then you use chaturthi vibhakti. Okay, so when you use these words, then you use chaturthi vibhakti. That's a simple way to say. Okay, udaharanamasti ravanaha ramaya krudyati or druhyati ishyati. So ravanaha is angry on Rama. So ramaya would be the person he is angry on. So ravanaha ramaya krudyati or druhyati ishyati. Okay, so ravanaha wants to get revenge on Rama. Okay, and then the abhyasa asti. So we just have to use the bana chinnam. So bana chinnam is the arrows and make sentences. Astu va prashnam asti va? Okay, so maybe if we practice, then it will give a clearer understanding. Okay, so prathamam, how do we go about this? Okay, Ramaha and then Rakeshaha. Ramaha Rakesha asti. Pratima Bhagini Vakyam Karoti va?
Yeah, sure. Ramaha Rakeshaya Asuyati. Ramaha Rakeshaya Krudyati.
Uttamam. Ramaha Rakeshaya Krudyati. Well, according to the arrows, we would use Krudyati. So
yeah.
Ramaha Rakeshaya Krudyati. So what does that mean? Artham Janativa?
Yeah, Ram gets angry with Rakesh.
Uttamam. Bahu Uttamam. Okay. In the beginning, can you do the vice versa, the opposite side? Rakeshaha?
Ramaha Vaniyaha.
No. Rakeshaha. Okay.
Ramaha. I was doing Rama because there is a Rama next, you know, again, that's what.
Okay, sure, no problem.
No,
Ramaha.
Vaniyaha Gruhyati.
No, Vani Kimbhavati, Vani Chaturthi Vibhakti.
Vani.
Vaniyai.
Druyati. Yeah. Sorry. Ramaha Vaniyai Druyati.
Druhyati. Okay. Artham kim?
Rama. Sort of gives push to Vani. I don't know, Druyati, exact words I can't understand, remember. But Druyati is to sort of
cheat or fraud or hurt.
Or something, yeah. Cheat, Vani yei cheat kasa. No, he's cheating.
Okay. Uttama. Astu. Tanantaram Sheila Bhagini?
Gita yei.
Gita Ramaya Druhyati. Druhyati. Isn't it ha there? Druhyati?
No. There's a ya instead of the ha.
Oh,
so,
okay. That's ha and ya.
Druhyati, isn't it?
Druhyati.
Ha and ya together, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Druhati. Gita Ramaya Druhati. Gita cheated Ram.
Very good.
Uttam. Oh, Ram was cheated by Gita.
Tadeva. Samyak. Astu. Sukshma Bhagini?
Gita Rakeshaya Krudhyati. Gita gets angry with Rakesh.
Samyak. Amira Mahodaya?
Vani Rakeshaya Asuyati. Vani is jealous of Rakesh.
Okay, it has to be the other way around. Rakeshaha?
Rakeshaha Vanyai Asuyati. Rakesh.
Uttama. Rakeshaha Vanyai Asuyati. Gets displeased or jealous. Astu. Chitra Bhagini?
Vani Geetayai Irshati. Vani is jealous of Gita.
Samyak. Ekanimesham. I'm not able to scroll down. Okay, Chitra Bhagini Anantaram Kaha Asti. Who's after Chitra Bhagini? I'm not able to scroll down.
Mohan Mahodaya?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Asti. Mohan Mahodaya?
Yes, which one? Gita and Ramaha, right?
Nashrinomi Kinchit Uchaihi Vadatu. I can't hear you.
So I'm with Gita and Dushyati Ramaha, right?
That one.
Oh, did we do everything? Okay, I think we didn't do Rakeshaha and Gita.
Rakeshaha and Gita, there's only, okay. Gita Rakeshaya Kudyati.
Okay, Uttam. I think, did Sukshma Bhagini do that one? Okay. So then we finished everything. Uttama. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, so we got 7 sentences. Astu, prashnam astiva about krodha dhatu.
So, you know, this is, I think English translation is difficult here. Because, you know, all these with it becomes tritiya. But here we are using it as chaturthi.
Ooh. Yep. It gets a little bit difficult with the English translation. Okay. Also.
Feelings are always towards a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not with. It is not with. You don't walk with them, right? So you know it is. Feelings are always towards a person.
Very good point.
Yeah.
Okay. You can say. Okay. Or to, towards, all these can be used. Very good point. Thank you, Ajay. Very, very good. Thank
you. Okay, Samyak. Uttama. Okay, tadanantaram kalpate iti asti. So, kalpate ityasya yoge chatuti bhavati. Kalpati ityate bhu datoho bhavati prayogaha api kartum shakyaha. So basically it's saying kalpate is the same thing as bhavati. So bhavati ityukte kim?
To be.
Uttam. To be, to become. So kalpate means one thing that leads to another. So udaharanam asti bhaktihi jnanaya kalpate bhavati. So bhaktihi is devotion, and jnanaya kalpate means, here you use the word from. So it comes from as a result of jnanam of knowledge.
Does it mean bhakti becomes jnanam?
Does it mean bhakti comes from jnanam?
No, jnanotpadane samarthaha bhavati. Jnana, it gives rise to jnana, bhakti, jnanotpadane.
No, bhakti will not give rise to jnanam. Jnanam will give rise to bhakti.
From knowledge, bhakti.
We can always argue either way.
No.
Jnanotpadane.
Depending on which system you follow.
The sentence underneath tells you this, that bhakti jnana utpadane, to utpadan karne ke liye, jnana ko utpadan karne ke liye bhakti samartha bhavati. It is able to do jnana utpadana.
Yeah, as per this sentence, it is bhakti will generate jnana.
Yes. Kyunki jnana ke liye.
Okay.
Bhagini, I have a quick question.
Is
it jnana or jnana?
Jnana.
Not, there's no ga.
Yeah, is it jnana? Jnana, jnana, I always get confused with this pronunciation.
Yeah,
the pronunciation varies in different parts of the country, doesn't it?
No.
There's no gnaya, so it's just nya.
There's no g, it's like a j. Nya. It cannot vary in different parts. It has to be the same.
Okay. I'm pretty sure. Is bhakti hi okay?
What are you contemplating, Bhagini?
I'm confused. If bhakti comes first or jnanam comes first?
No. Bhakti,
as per the Indian philosophy, jnana will lead to bhakti. Once you have bhakti, you don't need jnana. No. The sentence is okay. The sentence says that bhakti will generate jnana, but in real life, in Indian philosophy, bhakti will not generate jnana. Jnana will generate the bhakti. Because once you have got the bhakti, you don't need jnana.
No.
Well, there's a lot of background noise.
No. See, we are always questioning. So, jnanam. So, from the jnanam that you get, to get the jnanam, you need the bhakti.
The traditional school is that she's karma, bhakti, jnan. So, you know, jnan is the, knowledge is the ultimate, for removing avidya, you have to get jnan, and that jnan, you cannot get that jnan without, of course, bhakti is one margam, but without bhakti margam, you cannot get the jnan.
Okay. Okay. Vrittima Bhagini, Jananteva?
Translation is right, bhakti generates jnana. But it depends upon how you believe bhakti. Like, if you have total devotion towards God, they say that jnana is generated on its own. That is what this means. That's what I think.
Okay. So bhakti leads to jnanam.
Yeah, it's right. Rasti.
Okay, so bhakti hi jnanaya kalpate or bhavati. So bhakti hi is first and then it results to jnanam. Okay, spashtam va, is that clear? ओके अस्तु ओके अभ्यासः आवरणे दत्तस्य पदस्य उचितेन चतुर्थीविभक्तिरूपेण रिक्तानि स्थलानि पूरयत सो जस्ट् फिल् इन् द सेण्टेन्सस् इति एव अस्ति सो यथा एवं कथनं तस्य खेदाय भवेत् सो फ्रम् टाकिङ्ग् इट् रिसल्टेड् इन् फीलिङ्ग् अप्सेट् ओके अस्तु प्रथमं प्रतिमा भगिनी करोति वा प्रथमं वाक्यं
एतत् कार्यम् अतीव कष्टाय भवति
अर्थमपि
दिस् वर्क् इस् वेरि डिफिकल्ट् मीन्स् इट् क्रियेट्स् डिफिकल्टि मीन्स् इट् इस् वेरि डिफिकल्ट् दिस् वर्क् इस् वेरि डिफिकल्ट्
उत्तमं सम्यक् सो
टु डु दिस् वर्क् इट् इस् डिफिकल्ट्
या right
to do this work so it is not exactly what to, I mean you just
so bhavati is to become right so this creates some difficulty
you just rearrange so
everywhere you have to take in a different meaning right bhavati also can become leads to generate so there depends upon the context
उत्तमम् ओके तदनन्तरं द्वितीयम् इन्दु भगिनि
इत्युक्ते संस्कृतभाषा न प्रतिदिनं प्रातः उत्थानं भवति आरोग्यम् इस् अ वर्ड् प्रतिदिनं प्रातः उत्थानम् आरोग्याय भवति
उत्तमम् इत्युक्ते किम्
इफ् यु गेट् अप् अर्लि इन् द मार्निङ्ग् एव्रि डे यु बिकम् हेल्ति
फार् गुड् हेल्त् गेटिङ्ग् अप् अर्लि इन् द मार्निङ्ग् इट् इस् फार्
okay
you just are rearranging because chaturthi is four or two so you're just rearranging the words when you talk in english the same thing you translate in
okay uttam okay make sure but when you even if you translate but make sure that waking up early comes first and then it leads to healthiness okay samyak sukshma bhagini
संस्कृतभाषा राष्ट्रैकाय भवति संस्कृतभाषा द लेङ्ग्वेज् संस्कृत गिव्स् राइज़ टु यूनिटि आफ् द नेशन्
सम्यक् उत्तमम् एम् वि राव् महोदय
चर्चा विवादाय मा भवतु सो डिस्कशन्स् विल् नाट् लीड् टु क्वारल्स् इफ् यु डिस्कस् इट् प्रापर्लि देन् यु विल् नाट् हेव् एनी क्वारल्स्
ओके भवतु मम आज्ञा सो इट्स् अ कमाण्ड् सो थिङ्क् डु नाट् लीड् इट् टु
क्वारल्स्
अस्तु चित्रा भगिनी
दुर्व्यसनं कदापि सुखाय न भवति बेड् हेबिट्स् विल् नेवर् लीड् टु हेपिनेस्
उत्तमं मोहन् महोदय वा मोहन् महोदय
अद्य तस्य पाठां शिरो पाठनं शिरोवेदना अभवत् अद्य तस्य पाठनं शिरोवेदनाय अभवत् शिरो ओके सो अद्य टुडे दिस् स्टोरि
शिरोवेदना स्त्रीलिङ्गम् अस्ति खलु
शिरोवेदना शिरोवेदनायै
उत्तमं
शिरोवेदनायै अभवत् ओके अद्य इस् टुडे दिस् पाठं शिरोवेदनायै अभवत् काज़ेस् हेडेक् टु फार् हेडेक् हेडेक् शिरोवेदनम् इस् हेडेक् रैट्
यस् यस्
interpret this word abhya this today this patham causes headache
the lesson led to a headache
the lesson led to headache yes. today's okay. lesson led to today this lesson led to headache
yes tasya patanam his head lesson
his lesson oh tasya mm. his lesson etasya would have been this lesson tasya is his
etasya means this person so tasya yeah. is him his
so yeah
far away
yeah tasya is his lesson etasya some lesson would have led to it okay thank you
patanam is teaching right
no patanam is teaching yes
teaching yes
yeah, teaching. His, okay his teaching led to
his teaching led to a headache yes
okay okay so uttam
teaching led to a headache
uttam astu who is after mohan mohdya
gopal mohdya
गोपाल् महोदय
गुरूणाम् उपदेशस्य श्रवणं हिताय भवति गुरूणाम् उपदेशस्य गुरूणाम् इस् षष्ठीविभक्ति गुरूणाम् इस् टीचर्स् रैट् टीचर्स् बहुवचनं षष्ठीविभक्ति बहुवचनं गुरुशब्दम्
correct
gurunam upadeshasya shravanam listening to teacher's instruction hitaya bhavati is helpful to you
samyak samyak
guroho gurvoho gurunam
astu okay who is after gopal mohdya
back to pratima bhagini
okay astu pratima bhagini
एकः एषः उपायः भवतः तृप्तै भवति वा न वा वेदर् दिस् उपाय मीन्स् दिस् मेथड् इस् फार् योर् सेटिस्फेक्षन् आर् नाट् इस् इट् फार् योर् सेटिस्फेक्षन् आर् नाट् तृप्तये
Is this
remedy for your satisfaction or not? You can do like that.
Uttamam. So remember, so upayaha comes first and then the triptihi.
Yeah.
Samyak. Okay, in the beginning.
दुर्जनस्य धनसम्पादनं मदाय भवति मीनिङ्ग् बेड् पर्सन्स् आर् बेड् पर्सन्स् बिकमिङ्ग् रिच् आर् कलेक्टिङ्ग् मनी आर् गेटिङ्ग् मनी बिकम्स् गिव्स् हिम् एन् ईगोयिस्टिक् big head. I can't think okay. of any other word.
Okay, so dana sampadanam, correct. So dealing money with bad people led to
collecting or getting money by the bad people leads to their mud or very big-headedness.
Correct.
Yeah.
Uttama. ओके अन्तिमं वाक्यं सुषमा भगिनी
अप्रियवचनं कस्य वा सन्तोषाय भवेत् हौ केन् यु फील् हेपिनेस् वेन् यु हियर् रूड् अप्रिय मीन्स् नाट् लैकबल् वर्ड्स्
वेरि गुड् सम्यक्
भगिनि वाट् डस् कस्य मीन्स् षष्टि आफ् कः
षष्टि षष्टि भक्ति आफ् कः
वाट् डस् इट् मीन्
हूस् हूस् हेपिनेस् ओके प्रश्नमस्ति वा कुत्रापि